community leaders and activists will gather at the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee Tuesday to protest President Trump's containment of migrants in detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thousands of asylum seekers have been held. Critics accuse the Republican president of separating families and keeping children housed in deplorable conditions. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the protesters will participate in a national day of action, demanding the closure of the facilities.
Representatives from about a dozen different groups will speak at the rally outside the federal courthouse. Among them is Alana Khan of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation.
So I think we need to find empathy for the people who are struggling, the asylum seekers at our southern border. We need to look at them as our children and our brothers and our sisters and our parents, and then we need to figure out what kind of policies are right. What's clear is that these camps and the way that we are treating these people, separating children from parents, denying them basic humanitarian necessities, basic necessities, is unacceptable.
Khan says people at today's protests will outline several demands. They include the closure of the detention centers and a fair legal process for the migrants. Pardeep Kalika of the Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee says he wants to see policies that encourage a path to citizenship.
How do we go forward as a compassionate society towards immigration and not using separating families as a deterrent to immigration, but really having a path towards legal immigration?
Republican President Trump defends his policies at the border, saying they help keep the country safe from drug trafficking. He says his hands are tied by Democratic lawmakers who refuse to reform border security policies.
As a result of Democrat-supported loopholes in our federal laws, most illegal immigrant families and minors from Central America who arrive unlawfully at the border cannot be detained together or removed together, only released. These are crippling loopholes that cause family separation, which we don't want.
Trump says he is taking steps to improve conditions at the border. He's expected to sign a $4.5 billion emergency spending bill that Congress passed last week. Much of the money would go to agencies such as the Department of Health and Human Services that have been overwhelmed by the influx of Central American migrants. Meanwhile, a congressional delegation is touring border towns in Texas this week to investigate conditions at the detention centers. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.